Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can up-level your relationship, and in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Well, welcome in everyone to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, episode number 73. So good to be back here with you this week. I wanted to first just say thank you to all of you who have reached out and asked about my dad. He is doing very well. Got home from the hospital and has been up and already walking around. And of course, he's already set some goals. So he wants to walk an hour a day, which sounds like a lot to me after a triple bypass, but trying to do 15 to 20 minutes at a time, and already had eclipsed that when I talked to him earlier today. He had already walked just 25 minutes at one time, so he was easily going to get to an hour. So just wanted to say again, say thank you all so much for reaching out, for just checking on him. So thank you so much. I also wanted to just give a little shout out to a text I got this week too that just said, you know, Dr. Wilson, I hope things are well with you and your family back in Georgia. Just want to say thank you for the episode on uncertainty. It's been something that I've been battling heavily with over the last few weeks. I heard that episode at just the right time. Thank you for what you do. And so thank you for that. Thank you for that text. I really appreciate that. It's why I do what I do here. And it's to, you know, help somebody out there that is struggling at that particular moment with the thing we're talking about. And so I just encourage you, if you find this content valuable, to share it with someone. You never know when you make that one share that doesn't cost you anything, doesn't cost them anything, that it can be a difference maker and really a game changer in their life. So really appreciate that. Also want to encourage you, check out the relationship course. It's got great results so far, great reviews. People are really enjoying it. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the first button you click. Just click on that button. It'll take you right to that page. And, you know, if your relationship's having some trouble right now and you want to get it reset and restarted, I would encourage you to do that. So kind of on that note today, I want to think about another little shift and another little reset that you can do this week. I'm calling this a 7-day mindset reset, and it's really to reframe what might be going on with a negative mindset with you. Now, for some of you, this has become such a habitual pattern over the course of your lifetime that you don't even realize how negative you are. So I want you to start there. I want you to take stock in just your day-to-day interactions with people, your day-to-day interactions with yourself, those imaginary conversations. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't listened to that episode. But the imaginary conversations that you have with yourself on a, gosh, for some of you, right, on a minute-by-minute basis. For some, it's on a, you know, 30-minute basis, on an hour basis, whatever it is. But I want you just to start noticing what is going on in your brain and how negative you really are. Notice how often you tell yourself something that is not serving you well, something that is not good for you, something that has no business being put out in the atmosphere for other people to hear or for you to think. Okay, so start there. Just kind of do an assessment and rank yourself. I love to do on a scale of 1 to 10. Are you a very negative person or are you a very positive person? Do you fall somewhere in the middle? Do you have to, you know, really work to come from a positive standpoint? Or are you a person that sees a glass half full? You know, that's another way to look at it. Are you a half glass half empty person? Or are you a glass half full person? How do you approach life each and every day? Now, for the most part, most of you can go back to your childhood and you can see how you were raised. And if you were raised in a negative environment, you are really going to have to work to overcome that negative mindset and that negative programming in order to be positive. Conversely, if you were raised with a positive family, positive family values, positive thoughts, thinking the best in others, thinking the best in yourself, it's probably pretty easy for you. Yeah, you might fall back, you might have a few lapses, but if you've come from that sort of environment, then it's naturally going to be easier for you to be positive. So just kind of take stock of that, scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And as you all know on this, I like to say, where are you really? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell anybody else this. You don't have to give your results out. It's just between you and you, right? All right. So let's just talk about some of these things that come up, and I'm going to give you some shifts that you can implement this week, and you can go on and begin to notice how many times you say some of these negative mindsets, these negative traits. And once you start to notice that, you can really start to go, okay, how do I actually change that? How do I change that in real time? How do I begin to see that what these negative thought patterns are doing to me over and over and over again? And not only that, how are they affecting and impacting other people that are on the other side of me? You know, it's a great question to ask. What's it like to be on the other side of you? Is it like all rosy and, you know, merry and happy? Or are people like dodging when you come because you are so negative? They don't even want to be around you. You know, we've talked several times on this podcast about, you know, that inner circle of friends and finding that inner circle of friends that's going to lift you up, not ones that are going to bring you down. And this is a great example of that, to where you want to be that type of person that you're going to help lift others up that are around you. And you do that coming from a positive space, right? So here we go. So number one, I'm gonna go through six of these just to give you an idea of maybe where you are and where you can go and can be. The first is we're gonna move from I can't. So think about how many times you say, I can't do something. I'm not good at, or I can't do, or I cannot do, right? So from I can't to, you can start with I can. Or perhaps I can. Or just because I've not done it before doesn't mean I can't learn. Doesn't mean I can't do it now. So maybe from I can't to how do I learn? Who can help me learn? Who can help me with this XYZ? Okay? So I want you to notice right off the bat how many times you say, oh, well, I can't do that. Okay? I can't do that. Or I've never done that before. Okay? Either one of those, I can't, I've never done that before. How do you switch that? How do I learn? I can, right? Those. So number two, from I don't know to I'll find out. I work with one particular client, and when he listens to this, he's going to laugh because we've worked through this and we've worked on this quite a bit. He naturally just says, I don't know. He's like, well, I don't know. And he'll even start the sentence, right? I don't know, but. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. And so I've encouraged him to get that out of his vocabulary because that is something that he's been programmed with over and over and over again. So he automatically goes, well, I don't know. Well, would you like to go to eat sushi this weekend? Well, I don't know. Might be okay. No. Let's become more decisive, right? And so let's shift from I don't know to I'll find out. I don't know. Perhaps I would like to, right? And so again, notice those patterns, because those patterns come and they're so subconsciously running in your mind that oftentimes you don't even realize they're there. You can say them so quickly that they just come out. So if you've got a phrase, if you've got a negative phrase that comes up, great time this week to notice that phrase. You can even count it. Start counting. All right, how many times have I said this today? Every time you say it, you make a little mark somewhere, okay? And then you start to notice, and you will be amazed at how many times you're saying this because your brain just automatically does it. I equate these and these sayings, especially if they're ones that, you know, are in you and ingrained so much, to when my dad came home from heart surgery. One of the things he's not supposed to do is cross his legs. Well, if you've sat down and you naturally cross your legs, you know how difficult that can be. And even the other night talking to him on the phone, he's like, oh, I'm doing it again. He didn't even realize it, right? Subconsciously, it just happens. Same thing happens with this mindset, with these phrases. And so I want you really to bring them to light, really notice them this week. Okay? How about this one? It's too hard. Oh, it's too hard. It's too hard. I just can't do it, right? It's just too hard. How many times have you heard somebody say that? How about, no, it's a challenge. How about, I get the opportunity to learn something new. It's not too hard. How about, somebody else has done this before, so I know I'm able to do it. How about, I'm ready for this next challenge? Okay? Instead of, it's too hard. How about, I can research and I can figure this out. I love that one, right? I can figure this out. It's the same thing about, it's a challenge. No, no, no. Everything can be figured out. Okay? So not, it's too hard. It's a challenge. How about this one? I'm worried that I'll fail. Ooh, is that already saying, hey, I'm going to fail? Oh, I'm worried that I can't do this. I'm worried that this is going to happen. I'm worried that I'm a failure. No, right? So anytime you think that, or I'm a failure, or I'm a loser, no, I'm curious about what will happen. Use that curiosity to your advantage. I'm curious of what will happen when I take this step. I'm looking forward to stepping out in faith. I'm going to see what happens when I take a chance on myself. I might fail, and that's okay. What's the worst that can happen if I fail? What's the worst thing that can happen if you fail, right? Maybe somebody laughs at you. Maybe you have to feel a terrible feeling. You feel embarrassed. Then you work through and you process through that feeling. No. So not, I'm worried I'll fail. I'm curious about what will happen. I'm curious how I can make this work for me. I'm curious if I take this step. I'm curious if I go ask this girl out. I'm curious if I go have a conversation that I've never had before. I'm curious if I, right? So again, not, I'm worried if I fail. Let's be curious. How about this one? No, I'm just not good at it. Yeah, just can't do it. Just not very good at it. How about, I can get better? How about, what a great opportunity to practice something new? Not, I'm just not good at it. How about, I'm going to learn it and I can get better. You know, it's kind of like, I go back to the guitar. I love to play the guitar. I mean, I could say I'm not good at it, because if I put my skills up against a professional guitar player, I'm not very good at it. But if I put my skills up against somebody that can't play the guitar, I'm pretty good. You know, I can pick and play and sing a song and you would know what it was. So that's pretty cool. So I know that each time I pick that guitar up, hey, I'm going to get a little better. Maybe it's public speaking. I'm just not good at it. I just can't do it. Well, have you tried? Or is it one of those things that you just feel so paralyzed in? So you can get better. How do you get better? You practice. How do you practice? You get in front of a mirror, right? You practice your whole speech. You write the speech down. You write bullet points. You do an outline. Whatever you have to do, you do rehearsal after rehearsal. You bring people in. And you can get good at it, okay? You can get better. So don't allow yourself to stay in that mode where you just automatically go, I'm not good at it. And then here's another one. I'm not ready. I'm just not quite ready for that. Just don't think I'm quite ready. Just not cut out for it. How about, there's no better time than the present. Hey, let's start today. There is no better time for me to do XYZ than the present, than today. Now, you might talk yourself into and say, you know what, I'm really not ready. But how about this? I'm not ready yet. Even that sounds better than I'm just not ready, right? I'm not ready yet. My time is coming. Okay? My time is coming. I can't wait until I get to start this new career. I can't wait till I get to start my own business. I can't wait till I get to work from home. Or, hey, I'm going to start now, and I'm going to start this new job, and I'm going to start this new job from home. You know? So I love all those. I'm going to give you one more, and this is kind of for a job situation too. But the one that says, it's not my job, or it's not my responsibility, or I'm not in charge, I want you to start even reframing that from, you know what, it may not be my particular job, but I can help whomever. I can help the janitor at the company. I can help the company move forward. We've never done it like this before. Okay, so what? We've never done it like this before. I have an opportunity to invoke change at my company. I have the opportunity to show a Zoom in a way that's never been done before. I can do a presentation in a way that's never been done before. So this week, I really want you to hone in on those negative sayings that you have, right? I also did another podcast on the I am's, and you could go back and listen to that too. I am grateful. I am thankful, right? I am talented. I am enough. It's the same idea of reshifting and reframing that negative mindset. Okay? So let's go through them real quickly one more time. From I can't to how do I learn? Or from I can't to I can. Okay? Even from I can't to of course I can. Okay? I love those. All right? From I don't know to I'll find out. I don't know yet. Okay. I am learning. I'll find out. It's another great point for you leaders out there, or even middle management people. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have all the answers. And when you really feel comfortable in your own skin and your confidence really grows, and somebody, a superior or even someone that maybe reports to you, asks you a question that you don't know the answer to, you don't make something up. And you don't just go and you come off the cuff. You actually go, you know what? I don't know, but I'll find out. Somebody has that answer. You don't have to have all of the answers. That's for somebody out there this week. You don't have to have all the answers. And you are allowed to say, and you come from a more powerful space and a more powerful place when you say, I don't know, but I will find out. And then you go find out the answer. Okay? So the next one, it's too hard. No, it's a challenge. It's a challenge that I'm up for. I can't wait to start this new challenge. I can't wait to start this new journey. I'm worried that I'll fail. I'm curious as to what will happen. I'm worried that I'll fail, and that's okay. I'm worried that I'll fail, but I'm going to learn something from this. Okay? I'm not good at it. I can get better. I'm not good at it. I can learn. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it yet, but I'm going to be. Just give me some time. I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. There's no better time than right now. I'm not ready. There's no better person than me to start this right now. So my friends, that's it this week. So I want you to change that mindset. Notice if you come at it from a typical negative space, or notice if you come at it from a positive space. When it's negative, start to reframe it, okay? Even write those out. Start naming the ones that you say, and let's start changing those, and let's start putting ourselves in a much better space for us to show up for us and for us to show up for those around us. Listen, I've got one spot left for my private coaching. If you need me, reach out to me this week. I'd love to talk to you about working with you. DrDarrenWilson.com or DrDarrenWilson@gmail. Reach out. Let's get working together. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to DrDarrenWilson.com. Sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.